roofing.
Okay.
Corrugated okay. roofing.
Do people out here use tin much?
They used to not, but they are coming more to it now.
Okay. Okay. What would they use that for?
Roofing is just put on roofing. They don't call it tin, they call it propanel now.
Okay.
I still call it a tin roof.
That's what I call it, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've never heard of that other word, propanel.
That's just something that's come out yeah. mostly last year.
Yeah. When you're in the kitchen working, and maybe helping your wife in the kitchen, and you're after dinner, you're cleaning dishes. Is there a cloth that you use to clean dishes with? Mm-hmm.
Dish towel.
Okay, and that would you use the same thing to dry them?
Well, that's what I do. Just dry the dishes. Okay. Dish rag is wash your dishes, right? Mm-hmm. Dish rag and dish towel.
Okay.
There is a difference.
Okay, yeah. Don't want to get those two mixed up, do you?
Dish rag.
Yeah. Your wife might chase you out of the kitchen. And the thing that the water comes out of in the kitchen?
Faucet.
Yeah. Is there a different name for an object like that if it's maybe on the outside of the house?
Well, outside they call it a hydrant.
Okay.
Or call it water spigot.
Okay. Would they ever call it a tap? Water tap?
Well, not that I know of. The only thing we call the water tap is where they brought the water from town is what we call the water tap.
Okay. Is there a thing, I'm wondering about a thing that you might put on the stove to boil water in?
Tea kettle.
Is that what mm-hmm. you, okay.
We still have one.
Okay, I see it sitting in there when I look up. How about like to fry ham or eggs? What would you?
Frying pan.
Okay.
Skillet.
Okay. Okay. I assume you didn't have electricity in the early days.
No.
In your house. How did you light the house? How
had
did
a you? Kerosene lamp.
Okay.
You had to strike a match to see it. And then you didn't have much light after you lit it.
What is kerosene?
Kerosene is highly refined fuel of what they call like diesel fuel now, and it's got a lot of oil in it and makes a lot of soot. Kerosene is just finer refined, and it's mostly almost clear.
Okay.
But it's an oil-based thing, it's not explosive like gasoline.
Okay. Did they have any other kind of makeshift lamps? Do you remember ever seeing any? I know in the South sometimes people will take a Coke bottle and fill it up with kerosene and put a wick in it. Did you ever see anything like that?
No. Later on here they had those, lantern. It burned white gas. I can't think of.
Lantern.
Dwayne's got one of them. What do you call that? They called it a lantern, but they had a kerosene lantern and a gasoline-burning lantern. And the gasoline-burning lantern would put out 10 times more light than that, only it had a small capacity tank, and you had to put air in it to keep it going. And the kerosene lantern wasn't very good. And if the wind was blowing, you used to have to do chores in the dark in the wintertime, and you go and the wind blow like yesterday, it'd blow it out.
Mm. Mm.
It wasn't very safe.
Mm. Yeah, sounds dangerous.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. You mentioned that you burned wood in the stove to keep. Did you ever burn anything else?
Well, later on we had coal. Okay. We put coal in and burned wood and coal.
Are there coal mines near here?
Well, they're quite a ways away. It's about, 70 miles, isn't it, to coal? About the nearest coal mine is toward Durango.
Okay. I'm wondering, in the cabin... Or even in the other house, did y'all sleep in beds, or were they on the floor?
No, he was in bed. It had that old iron bedstead, they call it.
Okay. I was wondering if people in here may have a name for a bed that's made up on the floor. It's not elevated, but it's just laid out on the floor.
Hmm.
I was wondering if you ever heard the word pallet.
No.
Okay. Did your folks?